Your recording has started. You may now proceed.
Thank you very much, Marta. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCPH Intersessional Meeting Planning Call on Friday, 18th December 2015. On the call today, we have Rafiq Damak, Tony Holmes, Christopher Wilson, Cheryl Mila, and from staff, we have Robert Hogarth, Benedetta Rossi, Ozan Shaheen, and myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rob.
Rob, I'm sorry. This is Lori. I didn't hear my name mentioned in the roll call. Lori Shulman's on the call.
Thanks, Lori, for joining. Yeah, we're having some different...
Philip Corwin, I'm on the call.
Excellent. Thanks. Great. Thank you all for joining. My apologies again for our Adobe Connect infrastructure issues here. I hope we'll be able to resolve those. The good news is there's not a lot to display on the screen. It just challenges us a bit in terms of queue management and the rest, but I think we can manage. Thanks all for joining. I want to stick to the general agenda that we've had for our past calls, give you a general logistics update in terms of the actual physical planning for the meeting, review where we are in terms of attendees and invited guests. I think we're in great shape there. Revisit our discussion about the meeting goals and really focus the conversation on programming matters, starting to give some crystallization to those discussions. We've had a number of good brainstorming conversations regarding what the possible agenda items might be. And so I'm hopeful we can come to a closer place to closure with respect to that, at least in terms of topics themselves, if not specific schedule items, which I can add to the documentation later. Let me touch briefly on the logistical side. Last night, I apologize for having to send you a version 2.2 of the planning document. A couple folks noted some typos in there. I wanted to note and reflect the fact that Marcus Coomer has sent his positive RSVP confirming his interest in the meeting, sharing the challenges he'll have from a travel perspective, getting from the board workshop in Singapore to your meeting. But we're working closely with him, and I think we'll be able to get him for at least one day. In terms of other logistics with respect to the hotel, we're in the final stages of the contract for that, so I'm very comfortable that I'll be able to confirm shortly that we're all nailed down, T's crossed and I's dotted with respect to the DoubleTree Hilton. We're still collecting feedback from all of you in terms of potential additional meetings that you'd be interested in having on that Wednesday, the 3rd, where we might need space either at the ICANN office or at the hotel. We're preparing for both eventualities. If everybody decides to have a meeting and we need separate space for everyone. So if you all can continue your community discussions in that regard and let me know over the next week or two, certainly by January 1st, if at all possible, whether you all are planning to take advantage of sort of that side time in the day before the actual intersessional meeting to have any individual meetings that you all are planning on your own. Those agendas are your own, but what I'd like to be able to do is, provide you some space. When we did it here in Washington last January, a number of you were just able to make arrangements in town because there were close by offices or groups with whom you had affiliations where you could just grab some space. My sense is that Los Angeles is spread out enough and there's enough challenges getting back and forth from a travel perspective that if you do want to have a meeting and you're comfortable being close to the ICANN offices or at the ICANN offices, I'd like to give you that option. You can always have something off-site on your own, but I do want to at least be able to offer you all the space. And the sooner we know that, the better we can plan. At the very least, I want to be able to give you remote connectivity at the hotel if that's what works from a meeting space perspective. But we just want to have all those logistics lined up and nailed down. So please give me that feedback as soon as you can. And I'll reinforce that deadline in the next version of the working draft schedule, just so that everybody's plugged in on that, for those who haven't been on this call or folks who haven't been able to listen to the recording. In terms of attendees, I think we're almost to 100%, Benedetta, in terms of folks who've been identified who are coming from the different delegations. Am I right about that, Benedetta? Are we pretty close to 100%?
Yes, this is Benedetta speaking. Yes, we're almost there. We've managed to confirm most of the final attendees. We now have two slots that are yet to be filled. One is for the IPC, and the other one is for the NPOC. And we have all the other names of the delegates.
Great. Thank you all for doing a lot of hard work to get that arranged and together. It may surprise some of you who've done this for the last couple of years, but we are actually about 3 weeks ahead of schedule when you factor in both the timing of the meeting and having actual names, locations, places of originating travel, and the rest all together. So thanks very much for that. As I said before, I'm hopeful that that will prove to be much easier in terms of the travel arrangements. Joseph from the constituency travel team, who is assigned to this project for us, advised me that he's going to, in earnest, be reaching out to various attendees over the next couple of business days to make some initial connections on some travel. I think he's talked to a few people already, but he was closing up a number of arrangements, believe it or not, already for Marrakesh and pulling some of those things together. So now he'll be able to focus on our project in earnest. Please let me know if you have any... Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is Adelita speaking. We have two people with their hands up, just so I'd let you know. We have Lori and Rafiq.
Great, thanks. I'll start that queue, folks. So please let me know if there are any individuals who are uncomfortable, not hearing from constituency travel. If they haven't heard up till now, that does not trouble me. But if there's not a connection or if folks are nervous between now and the end of next week, please reach out to me. There will be some downtime for ICANN staff between U.S. Christmas and New Year's, and so I think it's just a matter of being aware that there will be that short gap. I'm just hopeful that Joseph can make some progress between now and Christmas so that some folks can already get arrangements. He has, as Benedetta shared with you all via email, put together the letter for those who need visas. And I think, Benedetta, you provided the link to everybody. So please reach out to those folks within your delegations who will need that so that they can begin that process as quickly as possible. From a queue perspective, I believe we have Lori, you first, and then Rafiq. So, Lori, you have the floor.
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. Okay. I just wanted to make 2 points. One, Brian Winterfelt will be our seventh participant, so the IPC is fully represented. And secondly, I might have missed this, and we've been typing inside the chat. Is the February 3rd day funded for the delegation, or is the February 3rd day we would be paying for all of our hotel and everything? I you may have said it in earlier meetings, and I just don't remember.
Yes, ICANN will cover that for folks who need the support. So that will be covered for that extra day. We've noted already for one of the groups that's going to have a meeting that requires folks to come in potentially on Tuesday evening for a stay at the hotel. So wanted to make sure that thanks for giving me the opportunity to confirm that, Lori. Go ahead.
I just want to follow up. I apologize. Just so I'm clear when I communicate to our constituency that the funding then would be for members of the delegation itself. There'd be no additional funding.
That's correct. Okay. Some folks have had conversations, and I know a number of you, just because of your outreach and engagement strategic plans, who've been partnering with Christopher Mondini and his team, some of you with Jean-Jacques Sahel and his team, as well in terms of potentially leveraging outreach and engagement activities. If, having not only an internal meeting but some potential outreach opportunities on the 3rd, please reach out to Christopher or Jean-Jacques as appropriate to get creative in that regard as well, because I know that they've all had the opportunity to review outreach and strategic plans, and I'm sure would be delighted to help out in that regard. Adam Peake has been on one or two of our planning calls just so that he can be attuned to what's going on in terms of planning for the intersessional. So please try to take advantage of that leveraged resource as well if the opportunity presents itself. Thanks, Lori. Did that answer all your questions?
Yes, thank you, Rob.
Great, thanks. And I think we have Brian's contact information just from previous emails, but you may want to confirm that, Lori, by just, you know, if you can send us his new email. I think he recently changed firms, so I want to make sure that we've got the latest contact information. Thank you.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you. Rafiq, you're next in line. You have the floor, sir.
Hey. Hi. Thanks, Rob. Okay, just about the preparation, I mean, for the meeting and the travel. At least, I think one of our member, I mean, the leadership, he just, I mean, said that he cannot make it because the time, the period of time to get U.S. visa is too short. And we have, as I mean, I don't want just to kind of, I told you, but when I raised the point several times, this meeting is too close to Marrakesh, and many folks need also to apply for a visa to Marrakesh. So that creates several problems. So at least someone made say that he cannot come. And at least we have two or three people that probably need support. Having the letter, I think, is the least requirement that they can get, because to show that they have support and the reason to come to us. We may need much more than just the letter. And Joseph really need to hurry up in terms of setting all the details about the hotel booking and the travel, the air ticket, because one of the issues that we tend to forget that applying for a US visa, first thing you need to prepare the application, but also to book an interview date, and that is not something that can happen. It takes weeks sometimes just to set up a date for the interview, and we're not even talking about how long the visa application process take time. So is it possible that I can give much more support than just providing an invitation letter? I went through many times the visa processing. It's not a prison. I raised the point before, but at least for this time, can you do much more than just providing a letter? So.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure from particular countries what that would potentially involve, but please share with Miriam Benedetta and me the folks for whom you think there will be specific issues, so that we can work directly with Joseph to provide an extra level of support there. I would imagine, particularly given some of the recent developments and what a number of you have shared with me in terms of heightened U.S. scrutiny in the current environment, that there may be extra things that we need to do there. And I'm hopeful that we can get everybody who is interested able to attend. Yeah, and we'll just continue to have to work year to year, Rafiq, in terms of the timing for this. Thanks for your admonition and reminder in terms of some of those concerns. I appreciate it.
Just if I can follow up here. I think maybe not for now, it's too late, but for next time, I think we get stuck in the way that people think that we need to make the intersessional meeting in January, in the beginning of the year. I don't think it's kind of requirement. We can maybe select another timing within the year. And we have also to have in mind, maybe we need to change to another location. We made it now, it will be the 3rd time in the U.S. there are other countries than United States, I think, and also to have in mind that there are things like holidays. When you have like winter holidays, it means that no administrative work can be done in that time. So like next week and the week after, probably you won't find, you cannot do that much. So we, it's kind of term here in term, at least in term of project management. So now we have the meeting in February. Okay, we have to live with that, but just maybe for this kind of thing, maybe for 2017. So
yes, thank you very much. And that may be one of the topics that we want to touch on during the meeting itself, in terms of perhaps annual planning. We can look at potentially a cycle or other suggestions in terms of when the meeting might work well. I know that the big push for this meeting time and location was the ability to have some discussions that relate to the IANA transition matters and things like that. So I understand that we're always going to have those challenges, but if we can have some discussions at this upcoming meeting to regularize things or plan things more forward, that would be super. Thanks for that, those recommendations. And let's see that if we can follow through with that at the meeting and part of our agenda planning. I have been able to make it into the Adobe Connect room. I don't see any hands, so I will be able, Miriam and Benedetta now, to follow some of the queue. So thanks whoever was doing the troubleshooting on that and fixing some of those issues. Let's turn to, let me first ask, are there any other questions, issues, concerns, observations with respect to logistical matters or just the physical and scheduling meeting arrangements that anyone has? Seeing no hands, giving folks an opportunity to come off mute, I will slide into the next agenda item we have here, which is meeting goals, which a number of you identified on our last call as being something that would be of value. What I tried to do in terms of the planning document was to identify some, you know, just placeholder goals or you know, things to prompt some thoughts in terms of individual topics or sessions. Other than that, basically what I reflected was the overall sensibility that a number of you shared on the last call with respect to a desire to improve how you all talk together as a community about issues and how you conduct yourselves and pull things together on issues of common interest. It's still relatively broad in that sense. I'll open up the floor for anyone who wants to make any more specific recommendations in terms of particular things that you're looking within your community to accomplish at the meeting or that you think that the group should be focusing on. We'll talk about that for a couple minutes if anyone does have comments, and then we can float to some specific topics. Does anyone have any contributions they'd like to make on the meeting goal, overall meeting goal perspective? I see Phil is typing. Well, I think we're in generally good shape in terms of the overall intent and expectation that you have in terms of continuing to make progress on relationship building, networking, the ability to find common ground in general in terms of just positive working relationships and potentially break down some of the barriers that a couple of you mentioned can be created just through miscommunications or shortness on email communications. I'd really like to encourage you all, if there are folks within your communities or as you think over the next couple of weeks in terms of overall specific accomplishments that you want to pull out, let's see if we can put them into this area. I'm still open to the perspective that as you talk about specific issues or bits of subject matter, that you could also tease some things out of that in terms of specific accomplishments or things that you want to walk out of the meeting in hand as viewed accomplishments or goals that have been met. I note two hands raised, Tony and then Rafiq. So, Tony, I'll give you the floor.
Thanks, Rob. Just to point out that there may have been a little bit of misinterpretation, because I think Under goals, item 2 and item 5, there's potentially an overlap there. I don't think what Rudy and I were looking to do was specifically focused on the review. Some of those issues that came out of the review that we would probably be discussing, they hook straight into the future of the GNSO as well. So I think possibly those two may overlap or even combined at this stage.
Thanks, Tony. That's helpful. And I'd appreciate any further feedback that you and Rudy come up with in terms of, you know, teasing these out a bit. I do see how review matters will affect the future of the GNSO. And I could envision you guys teasing out a number of just separate sessions that talk about some of the actual just, okay, here are the recommendations. What do we have to do as a community to implement them? What are our priorities, and can we agree as a group, as an NCPH, sort of what areas we should focus on first or give the most energy to? And then I could see other discussions that talk about, all right, imagine that we are going to look at the future and talk about the structure. What does it look like? What would you like to see? What would this community like to see? So I think it depends on how you guys want to approach that. I don't know if you and Rudy are having separate discussions about that, if you guys want to tease that out on this call. You know the next step. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we plan to have some discussion, and it wasn't going to be across this call. We plan to set up a session and talk, but it's not going to happen before the holiday now.
Sure.
But it wasn't specifically around what what recommendations are we going to look to support and take forward quickly. It was more a case of focusing on some of the issues that we felt weren't dealt with in the review, that we, I think a lot of us have strong feelings about, although potentially different solutions. So it was trying to take that discussion forward where we started from. So that really is more towards what is point five on the agenda at the moment. But I think you do have a point, Rob, and picking up on the review itself may be another thread. But if we're going to do that, we probably need to do that, as I think you were implying, in a separate session sometime across those 2 days.
Okay. I mean, what I can explore, and I appreciate those comments, what I can explore is a conversation, because I have to confess, this week in particular, I'm not plugged into it, but a chat with Marisa with respect to sort of where they see the next steps and, you know, where will we be by early February. We might even have a short, you know, setup briefing by that group. We might invite others to give some perspective on that. And who knows, we might get some volunteers to sort of lead that GNSO review / implementation discussion. What I will do based on your comments here is move you and Rudy in terms of responsibility onto that possible GNSO future, and then we'll do follow-up with you guys, you know, maybe the second week of January or whatever, after you've teased out some of the potential issues there. And if you are both comfortable with it, coming from different stakeholder groups, I think you'd be a nice team to sort of chair, co-chair that session, and sort of take a lead on that. Are you guys willing to do that?
Well, that's what we had in mind to do, so that wouldn't be a problem at all. And looking on this from a rather parochial perspective, if you remember, we had a conversation, or the ISPs had a conversation when we met with the board at the last ICANN meeting around this area. And what we were looking to do was maybe to get a little bit of impetus from the discussions in the intersessional that can help us as a constituency take that forward. But I think it's important for all the NCPH to be involved in that discussion. So this is an ideal opportunity to actually kick that off and have a broad discussion. So if there are people on ICANN staff or ICANN board members who have a particular interest in that, having them around would probably be pretty helpful.
All right, excellent. We'll explore some of those pieces, both for the review and for the possible GNSO future. I am aware that there have been some conversations between some NCPH members and board members as follow-up to some of the Dublin discussions, and I know there is interest in if not having some formal meetings, at least even perhaps some bird of a feather type meetings in Marrakesh to talk about some of these issues. So as you guys explore that, that might be a component of your conversations in LA as preparation for some of those Marrakesh follow-up meetings. So that's very helpful, Tony. Thanks for you and Rudy taking that one on. And for the moment, I'll identify those as two possibly different sessions, and then we can play around with that for a bit. But I'll look to you and Rudy for the possible GNSO future leadership. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Rafiq, you had your hand up. You're next in the queue, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Okay, first thing, with regard to the topics, I guess it will be hard to get more input in the coming days, but if we set a deadline, I think that will urge people to maybe to discuss more within the different stakeholder group and constituency. So probably maybe in the first week of January, that would make sense. So regarding the two items, the GNSO review and the possible GNSO future, when I'm listening to you and Tony, I'm not sure how are you envisioning this, because for the GNSO review we have the working party still discussing about the implementation and so on, and also we know that the OEC will discuss that. So I guess we are trying to figure out how the process will go from there. For the GNSO future, it sounds for me it's kind of, I'm not sure here what we wanted to achieve. It can also, I mean, if I can be clear, I mean kind of direct here, I know it can be controversial for if we are talking about the structure itself, restructuring again. Because at the end, even we discussed before with our counterpart in the CAG in some breakfast meeting, I think it was in Buenos Aires, and we talked about how the GNSO review didn't really, did the kind of assessment of the GNSO restructuring itself. So if we are going to talk about GNSO future and we didn't do this kind of assessment of evaluation, it's kind of I'm not sure how we can achieve that. I know that's field for us, and this can be an area for disagreement, so we need first really to clarify here. So just talking about future possible GNSO future, and I may think that some group will kind of push for some position. It's not going to help, and we are not going to really make any progress in the 2 days. So probably maybe we need to clarify here what we want to achieve. And if there is this group, I guess if Tony and Rudy will be agree, I would happy to join, at least for myself to understand what we are trying to work out there. So I'm just here, I'm expressing some reservation because I'm not pretty sure what we are aiming to do with this item for discussion.
Can I attempt to answer that, Rob?
Please do, Tony.
Okay. There's nothing to be afraid of here, Rafiq, at all, because what we're clearly not going to come out with from a two-day discussion is an answer or even a proposal. That's not going to happen, and I'm well aware that there are pretty diverse views on this subject across the whole piece. The intention of this is to identify the issues that we all see a problem with the current structure, the common issues that we share, not the solutions, and to try and come up with some principles for moving forward that we can take into account as we each develop our own proposals or our own ideas as to how to improve things. So if we don't get this discussion kicked off at a meeting like this, I don't know when it's ever going to get kicked off, because I think it needs to happen. Certainly, as it impacts our house fundamentally, it needs to happen at the house level. We never get the time to do this during a scheduled ICANN meeting, and this is an ideal opportunity. But it won't go beyond just identifying the problem where we all perceive that there are clearly issues that we have and trying to put them forward as principles, that when we work a solution, we should all subscribe to these basic principles. That's where this was heading. So I hope that clarifies that for you.
Thanks, Tony. I mean, okay, if just we are kind of trying to maybe identify here issues or, I mean, how people maybe perceive issues, because it's also a lot about perception. I said I'd be happy to join this small groups, not with that end to make it much more bigger, but at least, you know, I guess just to make it, it's really to help here. So if we can move forward at least and to... For my side, it would be maybe help me to understand a little bit more about what we can do here. I understand that we can just maybe list some issues. I doubt that we can do analysis in 2 days, because at the end we will have really, I guess, just one or two sessions maybe to cover this. So the idea is just to kick off this discussion, okay, why not? And we'll be happy to join this. So.
Great. Thanks, Rafiq. I'll let you three work out that, you know, how you have your individual discussions about planning for the session. I'm delighted that we have engaged and interested folks to pull something together. So one of the things we may do in – we'll probably just have one or two, maybe three more calls from a planning perspective to prepare for the meeting, is we'll get an update from you guys in terms of how that planning is going. And please feel free, as I get out the next version of this framework document, to wordsmith any draft language that I put in, just so that we can tease that out a little bit. I'd be happy to play that role. Rudy, your hand is up, so I'll give you the floor, sir, either on this topic or additional sessions that you'd like to chat about. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert, Rudy, for the transcript. But I fully agree with Tony, and sorry that I'm late. I have some technical issues. It looks like I have to reinstall the Adobe Connect because it's doing strange things each time. I want to start it up from the browser. With regards to the question of what does it mean, what are we going to try to dig in, is based on the outcome of the GNSL Review Working Party group, the last meetings we have been working on an Excel sheet where we had more details on the recommendations, and they are flagged green, yellow, or red. Red means we don't implement them or we don't want to implement them. For the yellows, there is quite a lot of discussions on how to tackle and how to get that done. And my thoughts were trying to have a look at all these yellow flagged items in that Excel sheet and have a discussion among us as the review working party group became very small. We just were four or five people staying on the call and the last two or three calls. So we need more views from different people in how this can be handled in the future. That's what I wanted to add to the topic of reviewing or handling the review of GNSO report.
Thank you, Rudy. This is Rob. That's very helpful on a couple of fronts. Tony did a great job before you joined helping us understand the separation between the GNSO review and / implementation matters, which was item 2 on the proposed sessions, the difference between that and the possible GNSO future, which is item 5. And when I joked in the chat about volunteering you for things, Tony posited that you and he, with now the addition potentially of Rafiq, would work on that discussion and development of the possible GNSO future. Your comments about the specific review and the implementation, I think, are also important. A number of you may recall, granted it was about 6 years ago, that the challenges that the community experienced, the overall GNSO community experienced, with regard to implementing a slew of recommendations on process, on structure, on operations, but with respect to the GNSO Council and the GNSO as a whole. That became literally a three-year process that I think folks were very committed to, but also at the end very tired about. So if there is some work that's taking place among the GNSO Review Working Group that you think can be leveraged or expanded or to be used as a tool to encourage more NCPH participation, I think that would be a valuable area to look at. It's not something that touches on a lot of the big policy issues, but reflects and impacts some, I think, very important operational things going forward that might be of value for you all to discuss in at least one of the plenary sessions. So wanted to make sure that if that's, in effect, your interest there, perhaps you could share with this group, just with this mailing list, the Excel spreadsheet that you're talking about, so that folks, perhaps preparation, and as we begin to think about teasing out what a session like that might look like, that folks would have some good ideas about, oh, what is the working group view as red? What is the working group view as yellow or even green? I think that might be very helpful. So if you could share that, that would be great. And we might spark some volunteers to take on chairing that session. Thank you for those comments. And one of the things I will do in terms of teeing up the next version of this framework document is I will put sort of a little lines next to each that say CSG co-chair, NCSG co-chair, to give folks an opportunity to, you know, raise their hand or say, hey, I'd like to be responsible for chairing that part of the meeting. As it worked out in D.C. back in January, I think that worked nicely. We actually had some folks volunteer on the day of some of the discussions to lead some of the discussions. For preparations for this meeting, it might be nice to actually have folks already identified so there can be a little bit of prep for each session. Are there any other comments on not just these two items that we've been talking about in terms of potential sessions, but some of the other ones? I don't know, Lori, if you had any discussions with Greg since the last call about this. Before we left the last planning call, he made an impassioned pitch for, you know, the common issue identification, essentially have a session that, you know, provides a list of those issues where you all have some ability to come to common agreement between the two stakeholder groups. I don't know if we were able to tease that out without Greg on the call, but has he provided you with any extra insights on that topic?
This is Greg. I'm actually on the call.
Hi, Rob. Oh, is Greg on the call? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I joined a few minutes ago. Audio only as making my way into my office.
Oh, fantastic.
Unfortunately, I guess the short answer is that no, we haven't. That did not kind of launch between last time and this time. So I think we should, you know, launch maybe a couple of threads one thread for identifying, you know, common ground issues where we can kind of develop, you know, unified front or the like. And another thread for identifying hot button or third rail issues. The third rail in the New York subway is the one that carries all of the electricity that drives the system, so you don't want to touch it. But we should touch them anyway. So I think if we start a couple of threads, you know, after this call, and people can kind of just add them in with peerlessness, especially with regard to the latter one, I think that would be a good exercise. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. We'll do that. What I'll do is I'll just, in addition to providing the update here between the end of this call and the next call, I can set up just a couple of those saying, hey, here's the third rail thread. Here's the common ground thread. Please contribute suggestions. I you know, I want to continue to emphasize, and a number of you have experienced this before, this is your meeting, and so you're catching me throwing more and more things at you all to say, please volunteer or suggest these topics. I don't want to find myself in the position as staff having to suggest things other than being able to perhaps tweak or give you guys some things to react to, because I really want you all to feel that you come out of this with some value. I think we've been successful on that in the past, and I have no doubt that that will be the case this time as well. Cheryl, I think I saw your hand pop up in the chat, at least as a request. Would you like me to turn the mic over to you? And I don't know if you're on mute.
No, that's okay. I'm just having some technical difficulty.
Okay. Well, it's nice to know sometimes that the buttons are even working. This has been a challenging technology call. So thanks. All right, so we're going to start threads on proposal or potential issues 3, which is common issues defined, on 4, third rail issues. We've talked about items 2 and 5. I think we came up with a fairly comprehensive agreement and list on the first issue that I had identified in the framework document, which was procedural House issues. I would appreciate feedback from folks in terms of whether the goals make any sense. So please take a look at that and feel free to wordsmith or suggest some edits to those. I noted that they could all be separate sessions. You all have a better idea regarding some of your past conversations as groups, whether the process for the board seat election or selection process for the GNSO Council vice chairs are one-hour discussions or 2-hour discussions or 15-minute discussions. So as you look at those procedural in-house issues, we could devote a morning to procedural issues. We could sprinkle them throughout the course of the day. The only thing I'm going to be looking at in terms of planning and giving you all feedback is that it would appear that members or, you know, attendees of the meeting, and I mean ICANN senior staff and Marcus and potentially any other board members who are visiting back through Los Angeles who could participate, likely will not be able to participate much of it all on Thursday, simply because the board workshop in Singapore ends Wednesday, I believe. But David Olive, who desperately wants to be at the meeting with you all, has been able to find an itinerary where he's back for just about all day Friday. So that the only thing I would do is that if there are particular items you think senior staff need to be part of the conversations or need to hear some messages from you, is I'll, you know, encourage you to slide those to Friday. Other than that, we can just sprinkle and for any type of selection in terms of what order you want to do some of these things in. I don't recommend that one of the first out of the box is procedural in-house stuff, but you may find that from a consensus building or cooperative building atmosphere, those are the types of things that might work out best starting. But that's something we can talk about when we've nailed down some of these things a little bit more. Does anyone want to touch to the potential discussion of ICANN accountability issues? I ask that because that was one of the reasons, you know, as I responded to Rafiq earlier, one of the reasons a number of you cited for the value of the meeting being in this time period, early February. What do you all think would be some of potential discussion issues or items that would need to be coming out of IANA accountability type things? Any suggestions or thoughts that anyone has? Just waiting for folks to come off mute and quickly reviewing the chat to see if anyone else had any other comments there. Well, the only thing that had come to mind for me, and I have no idea whether this is of any value to you all, is that I think Fadi has shared on at least one or two of the calls, and he may as well in Dublin, is that there are efforts underway now, sort of as pre-preparation, recognizing that it would be irresponsible not to, to plan for potential approval of the community plan that gets submitted, where Akram Atala and members of his team are already sitting down and potentially planning for how certain aspects of the transition would be implemented. I don't know if you guys see any value in getting an update on that type of activity. Being in Los Angeles, we would have staff right there who'd be able to do that. Rudy, your hand went up just as I started to say that, so I doubt that you're commenting about that particular suggestion, but I'll turn the mic over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Rudy, for the transcript. Well, it's related here to the IANA transition and the accountability topic. As we know, normally in January, there will be quite good view on where it is and where it goes. And I think that there is need for maybe a bit more clarification on the direction that ICANN and essentially Fadi and Akram are seeing where it is going to land at the end. The transition itself can have different formats, and I think it's important that we have a good view on it and that we have a good discussion on what we think would be a good transition model and plan, and which one would not be a good one. As we know that linked to that, there is quite a lot of financial and structural impact. So I would propose to have Fadi and maybe Akram being available to explain us what they have in mind and could bring forward the plan.
Thank you, sir. I have Tony and Phil in the queue as well. Tony, I believe you're first to either react, respond to Rudy, or any other comments. You have the floor, sir.
Okay, thanks, Rob. I just wanted to say that I think there needs to be an item on the agenda for this. The problem is putting any detail around it now. We don't know how this is going to go across the next few weeks. But whichever way it goes and whatever happens, there's definitely a need to have a slot. Hopefully the transition by then would have been agreed, and we will be looking towards implementation. But there are a number of issues around this and a number of aspects that I'm sure it will be worth picking up on. And if we've reached that stage and all is well, we may even want to start thinking about accountability track two as well and linking that in. So whichever way this goes, there's a need for a slot. I just think it's really difficult to hone this one down at this stage, Rob. When we have a later call, probably a couple of weeks before we actually get together in LA, I think it would be pretty apparent what we need by then. But to do it now is pretty difficult.
Thanks, Tony. That's helpful. Phil, you have the floor, sir.
Yeah. Hello to all. I think we want to, I would suggest we want to, and this assumes, of course, that some plan has been accepted by early February and the implementation is going forward to review all of that. But I think we ought to look at what, if any, new expanded role and new responsibilities does GNSO have, since, you know, this is one half of the GNSO, the non-contracted side, is going to have in the post-transition environment. The GAC, you know, we've been trying to coordinate with the GAC better. The GAC has enhanced authority in the new environment. The GNSO becomes one of the chartering organizations which has to participate in any escalation process to enforce accountability, and does that require the council to be more proactive? Because, you know, I mean, council isn't all of the GNSO, but council is its operational stage, and it tends to be rather technical, be rather considering, you know, motions, PDPs, working group, all of that, but really look at, are we going to have to expand our responsibilities and our oversight and be more proactive in exercising accountability functions, because we can no longer rely on, the community can no longer rely on U.S. government when there are concerns about directions ICANN is taking. So it's not better form than that, but I think we ought to think about the transition, changing responsibilities and changing some operational matters and getting ready for that. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. I'll try to capture some of that because you raised some interesting points that are not necessarily even dependent on certain benchmarks or timetables between now and February that are potentially worth discussing. And it's interesting. I hadn't even thought about the potential that maybe you create or the GNSO creates another vehicle that's outside the council that's got the responsibility for those escalation issues or the rest, or you change the responsibilities and the expectations of the council itself. That's interesting. Yeah, once you start to dig deeper and deeper, you could have a whole 2 days just on some of that, and I'm sure ICANN or some of the various SOs and ACs may do that at some upcoming public meetings as well. Thank you. Any other comments on IANA accountability issues? I will reflect your general consensus and agreement both in the chat and your comments, guys, that this is something that's going to have to probably wait a bit. But what I will do is I'll reach out to the Teresa's, Akram's, and Fadi's to note that this is on your agenda and that we'll want to be prepared for some senior staff participation and discussion on the topic. I'm not sure, as many of you who have seen Fadi's holiday message or otherwise communicated with him in various ways, he has indicated that March 12th is his final day, so I don't think he's too focused on what's going to happen after March 12th, but I know Akram really is, and so his feedback or feedback from his team I think will be very important on that topic. There were a couple of other things that I had added to here, just more as brainstorming. The only one that anyone actually flagged in our last discussion was the contractual compliance matters, and Greg, you noted that. I don't know if you all have any appetite for a discussion about community resources and budget items. We'll be farther along in the FY17 ICANN budget and operational timetable in early February, so that might be something. Rafiq has noted that the meeting takes place relatively close to Marrakesh, so you may all want to have some discussions about upcoming matters that you expect to do in Marrakesh, do some strategizing. There's also the whole concept of meeting B that I think even the SOs and ACs are trying to work through, but I've posited here in the draft that there may be a value in having an NCPH component within the meeting B structure. I don't know if there's any appetite for that. And then just the overall issue about whether you want to potentially investigate a communique. I know a number of people liked that concept after the January DC meeting earlier this year, but I think you'd have to begin to come together based on recommendations from a number of you on what that topic might be or what that area might be prior to heading to Los Angeles. So I just threw this out. I don't know if anyone has any comments on any of those or whether we just leave those open for some written input. I'll look for hands or invite anyone just to speak up if they'd like to chat about it. Hearing nothing, I'll leave that open to further input from you all in writing during, you know, some quiet time that you experience over the next couple of weeks or so. I did want to address one thing now that I'm in the AC room that I saw a brief exchange that Phil and Benedetta had from a travel perspective. The constituency travel team has advised me that they would, in all circumstances or all possible circumstances, like to collaborate with each of the supported travelers in terms of not only the hotel but airfare arrangements as well, similar to what we would do for an ICANN public meeting. That's just very important from a record-keeping perspective, budget management perspective, and the rest. Joseph has told me that he's hoping to utilize one of the systems that we used for the January meeting, and some of you who were in D.C. didn't have that pleasant experience, in that there is an aspect of the program that they have been developing that lets people do some of their own booking directly. So I'll let him explain that to individual travelers in that regard, but that might help some folks from a scheduling perspective who like to do things on their own. And I'm not completely familiar with how that system worked last January, but we got some good feedback on that, Phil. So that's something that Joseph may share with you that you can utilize. In terms of travel, what we're looking at is being able to accommodate everybody's travel schedules and the rest. If there are issues about, red eyes and things like that, that's something that we can certainly work through with Joseph. I know, for example, issues that folks have with some European flights mean that most flights leave midday, so that's just not possible. But we will be as flexible as we possibly can be with respect to all of your delegates in terms of travel arrangements, not only in terms of flight availability, but flexibility in terms of the meetings that you've got to get to at the start of the week, as well as getting out at a reasonable time in the evening or the next day. So please don't worry about that. And if you have any issues there, I can't imagine Joseph not being cooperative, but Benedetta and I are more than happy to work with you on those. Before we close, Phil, you've raised your hand. I'm more than happy to give you the floor here for our final 45 seconds.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. I won't be long here. And, my experience with council meetings is that we're told by ICANN Travel, how much they'll, what the top end is of what they'll cover for airfare from a given region, and I've never had a problem at booking a coach fare under that ceiling and getting a reimbursement. My concern was more than if we're going to be doing a full day on Friday and finishing at 5, the earliest you could think about getting to LAX and getting out would be sometime in the evening, with LA Friday traffic, which means basically if we're not being reimbursed for Friday night at the hotel, we're being required to take a red-eye, and that's not my favorite form of transport, especially after
Understood.
2.5 days of intensive meetings.
Yeah, so please, where we have situations like that, please, for you or for other members of your delegation, please let us know about those, and we'll work with you on it.
Right.
I've become way too familiar with the, in the winter months, the 11:20 flight out of LAX back to D.C. It's great getting in at 7:30 a.m. Well, thank you all very much. Again, thanks very much for all the work in getting the delegations in. There's been very helpful input here on some of the programming matters. I will do my utmost to reflect those in a version 3.1 of this document. I don't anticipate asking you all to get together again until probably late in the week of the 4th. So we can perhaps target the 6th or 7th, maybe even the 8th, for getting together again. I think it's necessary just to make sure that we're putting this on your agendas and having you all think about it. I know there are so many other things going on right now, but I'm already getting nervous about, looking at the calendar and seeing February 3, 4, and 5 here. So we'll shoot for that time period, and if any of you have an opportunity to look at or think about some of this stuff over the holidays, please do so. Otherwise, thanks very much. Have a wonderful holiday season, a happy new year, and we'll chat with you all the first week of January.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you all for attending the meeting.
Bye all.
Martha, you may now stop the recording. Thank you very much.